बुद्धं शरणं गच्छामि, धम्मं शरणं गच्छामि, संघं शरणं गच्छामि। अप्रमाद रतो भिक्खु, प्रमादे भय दस्सिवा, संयोजनं अनु तूलं दहं अग्निव गच्छति। फ्रेंड्स, टुडे इज द 10th डे ऑफ आवर विपस्सना रिट्रीट। द 10th डे इज ओवर। नाउ वी हैव 4 मोर डेज टू प्रैक्टिस। Since we come to the end of the day, now it is the time for our Dhamma talk, listening to the Dhamma. According to the series of talk, tonight our topic is Samma Vayama, that is right effort, right effort. The Buddha said, अप्रमाद रतो भिक्खु, प्रमादे भय दस्सिवा, संयोजनं अनु तूलं दहं अग्गीव गच्छति। That is the topic. अप्रमाद is effort, that is heedfulness. अप्रमाद वायाम, वीर्य, these are synonyms. In Pali. In English, we have different terms like heedfulness, energy, perseverance, exertion. These different terms we can use as synonyms to effort. So Buddha said, Appamada Rato Bhikkhu. The Bhikkhu means whether he is the ordained one or the practitioner. The meditator, appamada rato bhikkhu, the practitioner, the meditator who delights in heedfulness, who delights in heedfulness, pamade bayadasiva, and he sees fear in heedlessness, pamade bayadasiva, he sangyojanam anu tulang dhang aggiva gacchati. He burns all fetters, whatever, big or small. He burns all fetters because of his heedfulness and fear of heedlessness. He burns all fetters, whether big or small, just like fire burns all fetters, big or small. See, that is a beautiful one, beautiful stanza. Beautiful meaning. That is because of heedfulness. Effort, vayama, or virya, effort. Effort is, in Buddhism, the Buddha taught from beginning to the end to practice effort, make arouse energy. Buddha said, keep constant, make constant effort, constant energetic, earnest effort to achieve what you have not yet achieved. So in the teaching of the Buddha, effort is very important. Without effort, you can gain nothing. You know, the Buddha started his spiritual journey when he was in the palace as a prince. Without effort, can he give up all these things, prince life? He started with effort, determination. With that he gave up all things, worldly life. It is with that firm determination and effort and right understanding he went forth. he went forth as an ascetic. Then he went to meet different teachers like Alarakalama, Uddhaka Ramaputta. Under them he made his effort to practice, and he understood quickly, he understood, he developed all these jhanas under these two teachers. And thereafter he went alone, and then he met these five ascetics who were practicing austerities. Austerity, that term itself means that effort. Severe austerities. He made effort to practice these austerities for 6 years. It was after that he himself understood that this is not the right path. Then he sat under the tree, under the Bodhi tree, with a firm determination and made aroused his energy, and with striving, with diligence, he practiced. And it was because of that energy, that effort, he attained supreme enlightenment. So all this with effort. After his enlightenment, one day he went to one certain demon's house. You know, the Buddha was Buddha not only for humans. Buddha was Buddha. Only one Buddha can be born. Only one Buddha can remain in the world at a time. Only one Buddha. No many Buddhas. Only one Buddha at a time. So this Buddha becomes a Buddha to all beings, of course. Other beings, like animals, they cannot understand anything. But humans, deities, devas, brahmas, maras, like hungry ghost, and demons, preta, bhuta, these are different terms. So they can understand. There are some, they can understand them. Buddha talked with them. Buddha delivered some sermons. When the Buddha delivered sermons, they listened to these sermons. One day the Buddha visited a demon named Alavaka. When the Buddha visited his place, he was not at home. There was a seat. It's a big, is it the best seat in the place? So Buddha sat on the seat. That was the seat where the demon sits. When he came, Buddha is on the seat. He was furious. And he said, "Get out, Shramana." Then the Buddha, being so humble, Buddha went out. Then he said, "Get in, Shramana." Then Buddha came in. Now he understood that now I should do this further. And he asked again, "Get out, Shramana." Then the Buddha went out. And again he said, "Come in. Get in. Come in." Then he came, the Buddha came in. And then again he said, "Get out." Then again said, "Get in now." Three times. Fourth time. For the fourth time he said, "Get out, Shramana." Then the Buddha said, "No, I don't go out. If you can do anything, do it now." Buddha said, if you can do it anything. Then he said, "Well, I asked a question. If you don't answer the questions, I will take you by your feet and throw you over the Ganges, the river. Throw you away, over the river." This demon said. Then the Buddha said, "Friends, there is no person, no one in the whole world, whole universe, to take take me by my feet and throw me over the Ganges. If you would like, you can ask any question. Then he said, Kinsu the vittam purisasya settam, Kinsu suchinno sukama vahati, Kinsu have sadhutaram rasanam, Katam jivin jivitamahu settam. Not only one question, he asked four questions. As a verse, you know, there are four lines. So four lines are four questions. He asked, Kinsu the vittam purisasya settam, what is the best wealth for man? Tell me, what is the best wealth for man? Then the second question, Kinsu suchinno sukamavahati, what gives happiness when collected, when acquired, what gives happiness? Kinsu suchinno sukamavahati. Then, Kinsu have sadhu tarang rasanam, of all taste, what is the best taste? Then, Katan jivin jivitam ahusettam, what is the best life, best living? Those are the four questions. So the Buddha said, Saddi the vittang purisasya settang, dhammo suchinno sukama vahati, satchang have sadhu tarang rasanang, panya jivin jivitamahu settang. Saddi the vittam purisasya settang, the best wealth for man, man means not only man, woman, for humans. The best wealth for humans is Shraddha, confidence. Saddi the vittam purisasya settam. Dhammo suchinno sukama vahati. When collected, when acquired Dhamma. Dhamma here means 10 kusala Dhamma. 10 kusala, 10 wholesome things. When acquired wholesome things, then it gives happiness. Dhammo suchinno sukama vahati. Satcham have sadhutaram rasanam, of all taste, the best is truth. The best taste is truth. Panya jivin jivitam ahusettam. The best living is the living with wisdom. Then the Buddha answered this. Thereafter he asked again, Katansu tarati annavam, Katansu dukkham accheti, Katansu parisujjati. He asked, Katansu tarati ogam, tell me how one should cross over the flood. Katansu tarati ogam, Katansu tarati annavam, how one should cross the ocean of defilement. How should one cross over the ocean? Katansu tarati annava. Katansu dukkham accheti. How should one cease dukkha, suffering? Katansu parisujjati. How should one become the purified one? Buddha answered, Saddaya tarati ogam. It is through confidence one cross over the flood. Saddaya tarati ogam. Appamadena annavam. It is with heedfulness. It is with heedfulness that one cross over the ocean. And viriyena dukkham accheti. It is through virya. Virya is perseverance or energy. It is through energy that one ceases suffering. It is virya. So in this verse we find the two terms, appamada and virya, which are synonyms with effort, effort. Appamada, virya. So viryena dukkhang accheti. For the complete cessation of dukkha, one has to make effort. That is the meaning. And then panyaya parisuddhati, with wisdom one comes to the purified one. So this is how we have to understand the Buddha. Here the Buddha told him, it is through virya and through appavada, heedfulness and energy or perseverance, that one crosses over the flood. Another occasion, Buddha visited a farmer. This is a farmer. The farmer was ready to plow his paddy field with about 500 pairs of buffaloes. 500 pairs of buffaloes to plow the paddy field. Think of the size of the paddy field. Still there, when you go to India, you can see such a vast area, paddy fields, rice field. 500 pairs, using 500 pairs means 500 plows. To use 500 plows. So he was ready and he was preparing meal. By this time the Buddha went there. When the Buddha went there, he saw the Buddha is coming, and then he thought that this Buddha, now he's not like disabled. He's a young person. The Buddha is coming. So he thought that, you know, I will tell him something. And also he said, Shramana. Shramana means the monk, recluse. Aham ko samana kasami cha vapami cha kasitva cha vapitva cha bunjami. Recluse. Now, I plow, I sow seed, and I eat. Tampi samana kasasuta vapasucha kasitva cha vapitva cha bunjasu. You also better plow, sow seed, and then you better eat like that. That means you don't want to come here. Don't come here to collect. You don't come here to collect alms. You yourself can do that. That is how people normally, when the people see a young person, why can't you earn? You better go and you yourself can do something and earn. That is how the people think. So, this person said this. Then the Buddha said, Aham ko brahmana kasami cha vapami cha kasitva cha vapitva cha bunjami. Brahmana, addressing him, Buddha said, I also plow. I also sow seed. And having plowed, having sown seed, I eat. Buddha said. Then the farmer says, this Brahmin, he says, you say that you are plowing and you are sowing, you eat, but we cannot see any plow, any buffaloes or seed, anything we don't see. Then the Buddha said, Saddha bijang. My seeds are saddha, confidence. Confidence is my seed. Saddha bijang. Tapo utti. The rain is my meditation. Buddha says, my meditation. Rain is my meditation. Tapo utti. Panya me yuganangala. My plow and the yoke are my wisdom. Panya me yuganangala. Hiri isa. My modesty is the pole of the plow. That is my modesty is my pole. Modest living. Siri isa mano yottam. My mind is the rope to which the plow is hooked to yoke. Mano yottam. Sati me pala pachana. My stick Goat, that is stick. Stick is my mindfulness. This is my mindfulness is the stick, the goat. Satime palapachanam. Then Buddha further said, Viryam me duradorayhang yogakke madivahanam. This is the place, this is the point I want to emphasize. Virya, here the Buddha again used, Viryam me duradorayhang. Virya, my effort is the team of buffaloes which draw this plow. That is my effort. Effort is the team of buffaloes. So, Viryam me duradorayhang yogakke madivahanam. They take this to the yogakkema. Yogakkema is Nibbana. They take this to Nibbana. The yogakke madivahanam gacchati anivattam. They go there continuously, without stopping. Continuously. Gacchati anivattantam yatta gantva na sochati. They are gone, no one sorrows. No suffering there. In this manner the Buddha explained the significance. Here is the virya. That is the point again I wanted to show you. That Buddha said, My virya is the team of buffaloes to draw this plough. This is how you have to understand different, some occasions, the Buddha, how the Buddha emphasized the word effort, virya, vayama, appamada. And I see there is, in Sanskrit, there is a very nice, these are called sloka, stanza. It's a sloka, this is called sloka. According to this, Udyamenahi Siddhanti Karyani Na Manoratai Nahi Suptasya Singhasya Previsanti Muke Mrugah. This is Sanskrit, not Pali. Udyamenahi Siddhanti Udyamenahi, that is again effort. Udyamena in Sanskrit, Udyama is effort. Udyamena hi siddhyanti karyani na manoratai. One pandit, Sanskrit pandit says, the things happen, come to fruitful, not simply thinking, but making an effort, it comes to fruitful. Things come to fruitful because of one's effort, not by mere thinking. Udyamena hi siddhanti karyani na manoratai. He gives a simile. Nahi suptasya singhasya pravisanti muke muga. Even in the woods, the lion, though he sleeps, even if he is sleeping, other beasts, they don't come and jump into his mouth while he is sleeping. He himself, the lion himself, has to make an effort to capture the beast. So the other beasts, they don't go and jump into the mouth of the lion. That is the simile given. So, you know this Satipatthana Sutta, we every day chant this, the gist of Satipatthana, where the Buddha taught us to maintain four factors. Well, while we were practicing, we have to maintain four factors. Of the four, the first one in Satipatthana Sutta, the first one is Atapi, effort. Make effort. Atapi. Then the Buddha said, Sampajano Satyama Vinaya Loke Abhijja Domanasa. So, Atapi means effort. Arouse energy. Make effort to practice, to continue your meditation. Atapi. In the Dhammapada, Buddha has given many different verses to make in energy to arouse effect. Buddha has given many. There is one particular chapter that is called heedfulness. Appamada. The name of the chapter is Appamada, heedfulness. Here the Buddha says, Uttanavato satimato suchi kammasya nisammakarino sanyatasya cha dhamma jivino appamattasya yato bhivaddati. Uttanavato, who has energy, arousing energy. Uttanavato satimato, mindful, who is mindful. Suchi kammasya, who has pure deed. Nisammakarino, who is considerate. Nisammakarino. Sanyatasa, whose senses are controlled. Dhamma jivino, who leads righteous life. Such a person's glory, such a person's fame ever increases. Appamattasa yaso bhivaddati, his glory, his fame ever increases. Another time, Buddha said, Uttanena appamadena sanyamena damena deepam kairata medhavi yang ogo nabikirati. Uttana, again, by sustained effort, uttanena appamadena, heedfulness, sanyamena, controlling, discipline, dhamenacha, controlling senses. Deepam kairata medhavi, the wise persons make an island which never overwhelms by flood. That island means for satipatthana. Such a wise person, he makes an island which never overflood by defilements. So flood, that is the flood of defilements. Then the Buddha, after his enlightenment, 1 year after, Buddha visited his father to see his father and relatives. When the Buddha visited him, when the Buddha went there, he and the family members, relatives, some of them did not want to respect the Buddha. However, the Buddha performed a miracle there, and after that the Buddha taught Dhamma. Then on that day, they all became happy, and they all been sort of rejoiced, elated by the teaching of the Buddha. They all went home. Nobody invited Buddha and the other monks for dana, the following day's meal. They did not know that, and they did not do that. Then the following day, the Buddha, together with his disciples, along the road, Buddha went from house to house again. Yasodhara, his former wife, she saw that Buddha and the monks, they are coming from house to house again. Then she reported this to King Suddhodana. Then the Suddhodana came and said, "My son, this is not our tradition. Why don't you come to our home and take meal together with these disciples? We, in our tradition, in this king's traditions, generations, we have never done such things. We have never begged like this. So this is sort of insulting. So please come to our home and take meal." Then the Buddha said, "King, that is your tradition. That is the king's tradition. But this is the Buddha's tradition. This is how the Buddhas, even in the past, the Buddhas did the same thing." So there, then the king came there, and the king respected the Buddha. he bent and he when the he respected the Buddha, Buddha said, Uttitte, rise, Nappamajjaya, do not be heedless, Nappamajjaya. Dhammang Sucharitang Chare, lead the righteous life. Dhammang Sucharitang Chare, Dhammachari Sukhang Seti, Asmin Loke Paramhite. Dhammachari, he who leads a righteous life, becomes happy here in this world and hereafter. Again, there the Buddha emphasized the need of energy, need of arousing effort, heedfulness. So, this is how the Buddha has emphasized on different occasions the need of arousing effort, energy, perseverance. Now, let's understand according to the Eightfold Path, what is right effort? According to the path, it is fourfold. Right efforts is fourfold. One has to make energy, make effort to prevent all unwholesome thoughts which have not yet arisen. That is to prevent unwholesome thoughts which have not yet arisen, but you to prevent them. That is the first effort to be made. One has to make effort to prevent unwholesome thoughts which have not yet arisen in mind. That's prevent, not to come. Just like you make a dam, make a wall, not to come. Prevent it. That's the first thing. The second thing, one has to make an effort to overcome, to abandon whatever the unwholesome thoughts in the mind. The third, one has to make an effort to develop wholesome thoughts. And the fourth, one has to maintain that so wholesome thoughts. Those are the four efforts. These are called four right efforts. When you practice four right efforts, there are four ways, four things to be done. This is according to Samvara Padana Sutta of the Anguttara Nikaya. Anguttara 4, there is a discourse named Samvara Padana Sutta, where the Buddha mentioned how to practice these four efforts. What is to be done? Now, the first one is the Buddha said Samvara Padana. One has to make effort. Padana means again effort. Padana. Samvara Padana. First one is to restrain. Restrain what? Restrain your senses. To restrain your senses, you have to make effort. Without making effort, we don't restrain. We simply gratify senses. When we see things, we cling to things. Or we repulse. Repel from things. That is without effort. If we have mindfulness and effort, we try to restrain, we try to control, try to guard our senses, try to curb our senses. So the Buddha, before this, even I said this, once the Buddha said, Chakkuna Samvaro Sadhu. So good is restrained in the eye. Then Sadhu Sotena Samvaro. Good is restrained in the ear. Sadhu Sotena Samvaro. Ganena Samvaro Sadhu. Good is restrained in the nose. Ganena Samvaro Sadhu. Sadhu Jivhaya Samvaro. good is restrained in the tongue. Good is restrained in the tongue. Sadhu jivaya sangvaru. Kayena sangvaro sadhu. Good is restrained in the body. Then manasa sangvaro sadhu. Good is restrained in the mind. You see the six senses. These are the six senses. So the Buddha said, restrain. It is good to restrain your senses. When you restrain your senses, you will cut off all defilements. Then you come to the cessation of suffering. Sabbatta sanguto bhikkhu, sabba dukkha pamuchyati. The bhikkhu, the practitioner, the meditator, who restrain from all these places, will cease suffering. So, then restrain, that is the first one to practice. The first one to practice is sangvara, sangvara pradana, effort to restrain senses. That is, this is real meditation. This is way. First, one has to restrain senses. Then second one, pahanapadana. Pahanapadana is abandon. One has to abandon. What is to be abandoned? Kama vitakka, vyapada vitakka, vihinsa vitakka. Kama vitakka. Vitakka are thoughts. Vitakka means thought. So kama vitakka means thoughts of sensual desire. This is sensual desire. Sensual desire means desire to gratify these senses. That is kama vitakka. Then vyapada vitakka. Vyapada is ill will. Ill will means your will is ill. Your will is ill. How your will becomes ill? Because you don't like. You don't like to see these things. But others' prosperity, others' happiness, you don't see that. Others' victory, you don't see that. That is, therefore, you have ill will. Ill will is right, it is the right opposite. It is the antidote of covetousness. What is first, when you see others' property, others' prosperity, others' happiness and other things, any others' property or anything, you have a thought that may it be mine, may it be mine, if I have such things, if I were the owner of such things, like that. May they be mine, that sort of feeling. That is covetousness. You greedily attach to others' thing. That is covetousness. When you have covetousness, it is opposite this, that you don't like. That then you sort of inspire, you think that may they be annihilated. May they be slain. May they be slaughtered like that. Annihilation. Like that. That is what is called ill will. Then, this thought, such thought should be abandoned. Vyapada vitakka. That is called vyapada vitakka. Then the third one is vihinsa vitakka. Vihinsa means cruelty, violence. If you have any sort of thought, violence thought, cruelty thought, to be abandoned. So that is meditation. And then third one. Third one is sangvarapadana, pahanapadana. Third one is bhavanapadana. Bhavana means development. Bhavana means development. The Buddhist meditation is bhavana. It is the development. Development of what? Development of your mind. So when you develop, what is to be developed? Of course, what are to be developed? There are 7 things to be developed when you meditate. What are the 7 things? First and foremost is mindfulness. Mindfulness is to be developed. And then the second is investigation of Dhamma. Investigation. When you give attention, you have to investigate whether it is to understand what it is. Like now, while you are practicing, you are giving attention, you are observing your breath, observing your 6 senses, and then you have to investigate what is going on there, what is happening. What do we call this impermanence? What is impermanent? This is changing. The Buddha said, what is changing is impermanent. Then if I grasp this, it is suffering. Like that, you have to investigate. That is called investigation of Dhamma. Then that is to be developed. To develop that, you have to investigate. You have to do it. When you do it, you develop that ability to see through. Then the third one is energy. Again, effort, energy, virya. Virya is to be developed. Virya is to continue your meditation. Do it more, do it better. You want to develop virya. Then rapture. Rapture. When you have virya, when you have mindfulness, investigation and virya, then there arises rapture, and rapture itself is to be developed. When you have rapture, then comes tranquility. Passaddhi in Pali. Passaddhi. Then the next one is concentration. Samadhi. This samadhi is deep samadhi. This level is a deep samadhi. And finally, upekkha, equanimity. Equanimity. Upekkha. These are the 7, which are called 7 factors of enlightenment, which leads you to the attainment of enlightenment. So these are to be developed. So when we have this effort to continue our meditation, we come to the concentration group of the Eightfold Path. You know, in the Eightfold Path there are 3 groups: Sila, Samadhi, Panya. Concentration group means Samadhi. Samadhi group. You know, Samadhi group, in Samadhi group there are 3 factors: right effort, right mindfulness and right concentration. These three should go together. Without right effort, we cannot develop mindfulness. Without right effort, we cannot come to concentration. So therefore these 3 should go together. To understand these 3, how these 3 should work together, I'll give you a simile. Suppose 3 boys, they are Buddhist. 3 boys go to a park to play. They go to a park to play. They see a tree full of flowers. But all flowers are on the top of the branches. The end of the branches. They want to pick some flowers to offer the Buddha. But they can't reach there. Of the 3, one is taller. So, even the tallest person, of the 3, the tallest person, one is the tallest, he himself cannot reach. Then they try to find anything, they can't reach. Another boy, he bends and he offered his back to climb on the back. And that, this is how the youngsters do. He bends and offers his back to climb on it and reach the flowers. And then he climbs and tries to reach it. But still he is hesitate, he has fear that he might fall. So then the next one, next boy, the other one, he comes closer and he gives his shoulder. Okay, hold my shoulder. Now he holds his shoulder and reaches the flowers and picks up flowers to offer the Buddha. So this is the simile. Now, in the simile, the tallest person who reaches the flowers is the concentration. The person who reaches the flowers is the concentration. The person who bends his body and offers his back is the effort. That is right effort. And the person who gives shoulder, his shoulder, is the mindfulness. Without these three, they couldn't come to the, they couldn't reach the flowers, right? So, concentration is very important. To reach concentration, effort, without effort, they cannot do anything. So, it is because of effort, the mindfulness and concentration both come to the perfection. So this is the simile. So with this simile, I want to come to the conclusion of this talk tonight. So let's understand the significance of arousing energy, arousing effort to practice, to continue our meditation. Without effort, we cannot continue with, we cannot gain good results. Therefore, keep this in your mind and let's continue this meditation. When we continue this meditation, no doubt that we can get the best results within these 4 days. So, let's practice, continue our meditation. By practicing this meditation, may we all realize 4 Noble Truths and attain ultimate bliss of Nirvana. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.